It's Johnny Valenzuela here again for A Fleeting Glimpse, now with the man they call Killer.
How are you doing?
Okay. It's Dave Kilminster, one of the wonderful guitarists on the Wall Tour. Dave, well, in the last 5 or 6 years, let's see, you played Dark Side of the Moon with Roger Waters, and then you play The Wall with Roger Waters. The 2000s have been a good decade for you, haven't they?
They've been absolutely wonderful. I guess he likes me. I don't know, but he just keeps asking me to do this random stuff, which is I'm obviously supremely honoured to be involved in, especially particularly this the latest show, which I don't think there's anything like it on the planet. Really, it's pretty unique.
Now, apart from the material from this album that you played on the Dark Side of the Moon tour, were you familiar with it at all?
No.
So you had a lot of homework to do.
I had a lot of homework to do, yeah. I didn't really... I mean, I was aware of the classic tracks. But, I mean, the first time I heard The Wall was actually April this year when I went out and bought it.
What did you think that first listen through?
I was surprised, actually. I was sorry, that sounds really bad. I'm surprised how good it was. No, I mean, I was just... Yeah, I thought, oh, actually, this is going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a lot of fun. I love the fact there was a lot of variety there. I've played a lot of classical guitar before, but I've never actually played classical guitar live. So that was one of the first things I noticed. There was a few tracks that I thought, oh, that gives me an excuse to buy another guitar. So yeah, that's a lot of fun. And also I get to play banjo on this tour as well, and also the high strung thing for Hey You as well, which is just an unusual tuning guitar thing.
Now, I want to go back just for a moment to the Dark Side of the Moon tour, because that's, I believe, when a lot of Roger Waters fans became aware of you for the first time. And, you know, naturally, as you know, Pink Floyd fans, they take the band very seriously. And...
Bless their cotton
and so, there they are, the lights go down, and out you walk on stage... And you've got a Telecaster, not a Stratocaster, but the sound was stunning. I think within, one verse, I don't think anybody doubted Roger's choice. How are you able to get the tones from the Telecaster that you do? And I'm not to slog the Telecaster, but it's a different sound than a Strat. Would you agree?
Yes. Yeah, totally. And actually, the Telecasters I use now have more of a Strat-type pickup configuration, which means that actually on this tour I'm getting even nicer, clean sounds. That was the one thing I think I lacked a little on the Dark Side tour. But I don't know whether I sounded like the record so much as actually just played everything note for note. You know, when you get all those little inflections, when you get all the bends, that particular vibrato, I think that's you're most of the way there. I mean, what a lot of fans don't know is things like probably Dave Gilmour's most famous solo on Another Brick in the Wall was actually played on a Les Paul. Mm-hmm. Les Paul Goldtop with P90s. But you know, you hear that and you think that sounds like Dave Gilmour, because it's the person playing. That's the most important thing.
Have you met David Gilmour?
I did, briefly once, yeah. He was lovely, actually.
Was that before you were associated with Roger, or during?
It was actually during rehearsals. We were both rehearsing at a place called Bray in London, outside of London, Bray Studios, which is where they used to record a lot of the Hammer House of Horror movies, film studios there. So that was... I really enjoyed that, because I love those old films anyway.
Christopher Lee makes a great Dracula, doesn't he?
Yes, he did. Yeah, the best. So we were just happened to be rehearsing in the, I wouldn't say the room, I mean the aircraft hangar next door, you know, I mean, they're just huge rooms. And I just met at lunch once, and he came over and he said, oh, hi, I'm Dave. And I said, oh, I'm me too. And I said, I'm your stunt double for this tour. Oh, yeah. And he was like, oh, that's cool. It's not too difficult, is it? That's what he said. And I was like, well, you know. And that was it. But he just seemed really nice, really kind of, he didn't have to come up and say hi. But and I guess I'll get to meet him at some point soon when he decides to come along and play the solo that everyone keeps on about.
It's like one of the big stories on the internet. Which show? When's he going to show up? You know, can you tell us if you know?
I don't know. I would assume, taking an educated guess, that it would be in London. Because is he really going to fly out to Prague to play one solo? I don't think so. You know, it's going to be in London. No idea which show. I mentioned it to Roger actually the other day. I said, "Oh, you know, if it's the one that my mum's at, then she's going to want her money back." You realise this, don't you? And he said, "Well, just tell me which one she's coming to, and I'll tell him that you can't do that one." I was like, "Okay, fair enough."
So, does your mom know which one she's going to yet?
No, she doesn't. No, no. We've just found out that they're going to be. I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but they were. Looks like they're going to be filming the London shows for a DVD. So.
Said that.
Oh, okay,
so
right.
You're off the hook.
Okay, good.
First.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair enough. Which for us, it means that any available seats that were available are now taken up with camera crews and all that kind of stuff. So it's actually going to be more difficult to get a bunch of friends and family in, but we'll see. I'd like her to see it because I think she'll. One of the nicest reviews I saw, actually, someone said, you have to see this before you die. Mm-hmm. And that was it, really. And this,
I would agree. I would agree. I flew out this morning from where I live in Idaho because, you know, this show wasn't coming to Boise. And I was not going to let it go through the country without seeing it. Okay. Had to see it.
Right. So you haven't seen it yet? You've just seen bits on YouTube, I guess.
I have purposely not watched anything on YouTube.
Wow.
Purposely. Now, I'm very familiar with the album, very familiar with the tour in the 80s and so forth. So and plus I was just standing back in the chicken run while you guys were sound checking. So I got a sneak peek. You know, I got a little bit of an idea of what's going to happen, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. It's an amazing show. It's an amazing production. It's kind of a cross between a rock show, a West End musical, and an IMAX, I guess. I mean, having that huge 240-foot canvas to paint these images on is just, you know, I've seen pictures of it, and it just looks incredible. I'm quite envious of you because I'm never actually going to be able to see it.
Well, you'll get to watch the DVD, right?
I will, yeah. It's not quite the same, but can't wait.
Did you guys shoot any of the Dark Side of the Moon shows? Did that ever happen?
Yes, we did. We shot 4, I think. Mm. And I've actually seen some of the finished footage, and it looks amazing. As usual with Roger, it has a kind of a unique quality about it, which I've just never seen it before. Mm. I only saw about 30 seconds of one track, and I'm like, this looks incredible. But he's not letting on as to what he's doing with it, so we'll find out eventually. Mm-hmm. He'll let us know in his when he's ready.
Sure.
Now, I would assume it's probably too early to even talk about this, for him to even think about it, but what's next? Has he given you guys any indication, hey, when this tour is done, we're going to go right in and do anything?
No, not a clue. But he wouldn't do anyway. Even if he had an idea, he likes to play things very close to his chest, so which is fine. You know, at the moment, we're scheduled to finish mid-July, and I'm very thankful of what we've done so far, very proud of what we've achieved, and if that's the end of the tour, then that's great. But we're obviously all hoping that it'll be extended, because it does seem to be popular, yeah. And he's having the time of his life, really, so... as we all are.
I suppose sometime after July, when your telephone rings and the caller ID says Roger Waters, you'll probably answer it, right?
Yeah, I guess that's... Yeah. We hopefully we'll find out before then. I mean, tours are generally booked, you know, 6 to 8 months in advance, I would say. So, if there's any suggestion of something later on next year, then hopefully we'll find out sort of January, February time, I guess. But I must admit, it's rocketed by. We've done almost 50 shows and it feels like about 10. It really has. It just, you know, I knew it would. It's such an amazing show, such an intense experience for everyone, really. I mean, especially for the audience. I mean, last night in Vancouver, oh my God, that was one of the loudest audience, probably the loudest audience on the tour. They were just absolutely amazed.
Has there been a night on this tour that, you know, you all kind of go, oh, okay, that was the night, that was our A night so far?
There's been a few, to be honest. It's the general performance from everyone just seems to be getting better. You know, I get asked this, if, you know, do I get bored doing this? It's like, well, no, how can you get bored? I'm still perfecting it. I still want to get better. You know, I want tonight to be better than last night, but it probably won't be as good as the next night in Anaheim, you know, because I'm constantly trying to get better with all of this. You know, whether it's timing, whether it's the tone, whether it's a vibrato, whether it's a certain bend, certain feedback, you know, performance with the classical guitar, whatever, it's all, there's room for improvement on all of it, really.
I heartily encourage you to make this the best night ever.
I fully intend to.
Oh, good.
I really do. Oh, I love Seattle. We had a great... We finished off the American tour, I believe, in 2007 in Seattle, and I just remember it being an amazing evening, which is when I got given these. Actually, I get asked about these a lot. This was an end-of-tour present from Roger, and that was at the end of the American tour in Seattle. We got to hang out with Eddie Vedder, who's very cool. And I think we're seeing him a bit later on as well, so looking forward to that. In fact, he asked me a similar question to you when I saw him in the break last time. He came up and he said, how the hell are you making that Telecaster sound like that? He was like, I really wish that my guitarists were here to hear that.
Yeah.
You know. And I think they might be here tonight, actually. I try not to worry too much or think too much about who's in the audience, because I will freak out.
Sure.
You know, that's just... You know, someone says, oh, Mel Gibson and Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito and Penelope Cruz and Drew Barrymore, they're all in the audience tonight. I'm like, I don't want to know that.
And that was all the LA date, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. Of course.
The Hollywood date.
Yes. They weren't in Columbus.
No.
have a great show tonight. I can't wait to see it. And, you know, oh, God willing, I'm going to get to see it again somewhere. We'll see. I hope.
I hope so. I hope we come around again with it. It's it seems to be selling out everywhere. You know, even if it's, you know, people were saying about the high ticket prices, but we basically sell out wherever we play. And it's kind of unheard of. Three nights at the Staples Center.
Yeah.
That's
And then two nights in Anaheim.
And then two nights in Anaheim, which is only about an hour away.
Yeah.
So, you know. Hopefully we'll be back 2012 or whatever.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, absolutely.
Dave, thank you very much.
My pleasure, thank you.